You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot, and it is Saturday, and I hope you're having a good weekend so far. I have been having a decent weekend, actually, so, yeah. I was kind of bummed out that I haven't yet heard from Sam, the alpha that I serviced last week. Some of you have been asking, and I have not heard from him yet, so there you go. Do you think he just used me for blowjob? It's never happened before. Kidding. Before I go any further, I'd like to, first of all, thank these Patreons that are supporting the website. I do appreciate all of you. The shout out is for Deej, DTC Drag Fan, James F, Mario C, Pseudogog, Shaq M, Timothy T, and Tom. You know who you are, and I appreciate each and every one of you for your support. And of course, the website has a Patreon account at Fags Worship Alphas on the site patreon.com. So if you'd like to support the site, that's great. So far, this podcast is free, and everything else is free on the website. So, well, it's not free. I'm paying for it, but it's free to you unless you pay some money. So eventually the podcast is going to go behind a paywall, but I capitulated to the wishes of some straight alphas, the demands of them, and so I have left it free. So I'm such a generous faggot, you know. I just give and give. Anyway, hopefully none of you guys are burning brain cells watching the Trump Nazi rally on television tonight. Yeah, we're back to that, you know, that crap, the lies and everything else from that hideous swamp hog that continues to be in the White House inexplicably, you know. Every day it's like you wake up and it's just like the same nightmare over and over again. You just go, how did this happen? Why did this happen? Anyway, this is going to be an announcement, I guess. I am preparing to release a book. I think it's going to change things for many of you. It's going to be published through Amazon, and it's going to be available earthwide, hopefully, in the near future. I'm going to look into getting it translated into various languages, but it's something that has been requested quite a bit from the material that I have published on the website. So keep an eye out for that. I just got the cover approved, and it looks really good. So keep your eye out for that. There's going to be an announcement shortly. So anyway, I'm so excited about it that I couldn't keep my mouth shut about it. So anyway, Now, first, before I get into anything else, I just wanted to tell you that there's a FinDom Alpha. He goes by the name NYC_Alpha, New York City Alpha, right? He goes by the name International Alpha on Twitter now. He used to be an alpha on Tumblr years ago, and he's kind of branched out into a full-blown FinDom, you know, alpha who he basically lives off of fag cash. You know, he's completely supported by faggots, basically, and or for the most part. And he lives an amazing life, the kind of life that I think most of us imagine alphas would live. He's one of the most alpha-ish alphas of any FinDom out there. Now, there's lots of pretenders, but there's only a few that are the real deal. He is the real deal. He's a totally confident, very dominant, straight alpha male who owns women and owns faggots, and he rules all of them, you know, effortlessly. He's got a really great personality and a fierce intelligence, and I mean, that stuff, the confidence and the intelligence are in the sense of humor are the things that really turn me on about him. I mean, he shows us, he's got beautiful feet, he's got a great body, he's got a big dick, but none of that really matters to me as much as the confidence and the intelligence and the humor. I really appreciate those things about him. And I'm bringing this up because I posted today a clip that he posted on his Twitter of him singing Dream a Little Dream, okay? And he has an amazing voice. And he's got a great playfulness about this version. So I'm going to play it for you right now, okay? And you can judge for yourself, okay? Here he is singing this song.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore trees. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. When you're alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but you linger on, dear. Still craving my piss. You're longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just licking this.
Isn't that great? I mean, I love that to death, okay? It just, whenever I saw that, it made me smile, and I was like, I got to put this on the website. So it's on the website, and of course, it's accompanied by the visuals of his beautiful feet playing around on the camera, you know, but, so that makes it even better. But I just loved that little ditty that he sang, and he's got a gorgeous voice. So just another, you know, some people, they just have everything, you know what I mean? Like, nature just blessed them with all of it, you know. It's like Shawn Mendes. I mean, Shawn Mendes is hot, and he's, you know, he got a great body, and he's got a beautiful voice, and he's intelligent, and he's just got everything. You just go, like, God, can't you pass around some blessings to some other people? Do you have to give it all to one person, you know? New York City alpha is like that a little bit too. You know, you just think to yourself, well, how can one man get that many blessings, you know? Anyway, hopefully you enjoyed that little song as much as I did. So, well, I wanted to talk about the post that I put on the website today about Chin. Chin, of course, as if you read the post, Chin, who was technically the second faggot owned by Master Nick. Master Nick had Yule as his faggot, and he took Chin in to his house when Chin was essentially, you know, mistreated by Master Matt. So, Master Nick took Chin into his house as his second faggot. Chin is like Typhoid Mary. He's like patient zero of this amazing experience that's occurred in Toronto with these four college alphas. All four of them are straight alphas who discovered fag worship and service through Chin, essentially, okay? It's really, honestly, it's an incredible story that I feel very privileged to have been, to have the front row seat and to be such a close advisor on the entire situation from start to finish. It hasn't finished, but from the start. Chin didn't know he was a faggot. He didn't know what a faggot was when he started the semester last year. This would be 2019, you know, the fall of 2019. He didn't realize he was a faggot. And he moved into his dorm room where he met his roommate, who was Alpha Jin, okay? And Jin suspected that Chin was a faggot. And so Jin asked me about it, and I advised him, and he eventually enslaved Chin. And Chin came to understand that he was a faggot, okay? And from there, all right, Chin's subservience and his complete submission to Jin got notice on Jin's soccer team, where Master Matt and Master Nick and Master Nicola all played soccer. So they all saw Chin's fine example as a faggot to Jin, and they wanted the same worship. And so one by one, Master Jin would have Chin offer up his holes, his mouth and his pussy, to each of the straight alphas, and they would try it out. And all three of the other ones, also Master Jin, so four of them all together, all of them came to understand, hey, this is pretty great, you know? Faggots will do anything we want at any time. The faggots will let us come in them constantly, as much as we want, however we want, as hard as we want, etc. And then they will thank us, and they will come back for more, and they will clean our house, and they will do our laundry, and they will cook for us. And they suddenly realize, this is amazing, you know? And it's all because of Chin. Chin's example is what true faggot submission can accomplish. Chin's submission changed the direction and complexity and tone of the lives of these four straight alpha males. And they're still straight alphas. Most of them have girlfriends, you know, still, you know. They prefer women, you know, romantically, but they want slaves that they can use however they want, which is very typical of many straight men. Sorry, that's the truth. So, it's all because all this stuff happened, you know, with this group of straight alpha males because of Chin. Chin submitting himself. Okay. I mean, Chin was totally devoted to his master, Jin. But whenever his master told him to, okay, I want you to service Nick, Chin serviced Nick to the best of his ability and blew Nick's mind, okay? And then same with Master Matt and same with Master Nicola. So they all came to understand what it means to own a faggot through Chin's fine example. You see? And I don't think that enough faggots understand that or appreciate it. I have always hammered away on this on the website that we are the conduit, not women. Faggots are the true conduit through which men experience godhood, experience the true depth and power of their alphahood. Because it's nothing for a man to dominate a woman, okay? Most women are weaker, naturally submissive, etc. But it's through the complete subservience of a faggot to a man that the man ascends, that the man experiences that power that he's born with, you know. It also helps that faggots are great cocksuckers, and it also helps that faggots have, you know, tight little holes that men love to fuck, you know. And it also helps that faggots have the right mindset about being fucked, you know, that they're always open for it, as opposed to women who oftentimes are not, you know. But we are the conduit through which men, and particularly straight men, experience godhood, experience that the power that they have. So it's an enormous privilege, you know, to be able to submit to a man. And Chin looked at it that way. Chin looked at himself as like an ambassador for faghood, you know. He took it seriously, and it meant something to him. And he put everything on the line and gave of himself completely, not just in serving men, but also he spent time training the other faggots so that they would be also pleasing to their masters, you know. That level of devotion and concern, that's the kind of serious, sober devotion and attitude that one needs, really, to be really successful as a faggot, to be a treasure to a man, as opposed to just a cum rag. You know what I'm saying? It's very easy to just be a cum rag. You know, there's lots and lots of sluts around all over the world. But it's another thing to be a valuable asset to a man's life. And every faggot should strive to be that. Master Nick was sad, is sad, to see his faggot Chin go, you know, because Chin has been a valuable asset in his life, and he understands that, you know. Master Jin knows what a valuable asset Chin is, which is why he's so eager to get Chin back, because Chin makes his life better because Chin is completely submissive to him. So that would be the thing that I think I would like faggots everywhere who read that story really meditate on, that Chin made all the difference. Chin surrendered himself completely to service, and he made a tremendous difference in the lives of four incredible straight alpha males, and he also made a difference with a bunch of faggots who didn't have a purpose until they came across Chin, okay? So I just, your submission counts as for something. Make it count for something. These worthless fucking alphas who are online, they're worthless. They call you worthless. They call faggots worthless. They're worthless because they don't see your worth, okay? When you submit to a man, you're not worthless. You are offering yourself to that man. You have value. So make that count like Chin made it count. It can make all the difference. So that's really all I had to say for tonight. I hope everybody is staying safe. Apparently, we're going back into the coronavirus territory again, so please be careful, okay? Wear a fucking mask. It's really not that hard. If you have any questions or comments for me, you can always reach me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com or on Kick. I'm Normal Submissive there. And on Twitter, I am Worshipper1. And I'm in a bunch of other places too. So, or you can contact me on the Hierarchy Podcast Twitter, which is Hierarchy PCast. So anyway, I'm all over the place, so give me a ring, okay? Anyway, I enjoyed talking to you, and I hope you're staying safe, and I love you. Bye.